Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Monday, the 17th of August. Japan's initial attempt at estimating second quarter GDP came up with a somewhat disappointing number. The real growth was weaker than had been expected, although the fiction of annualization does tend to exaggerate how bad the figures actually were. This was due in part to poorer consumer spending, and there was also a slightly higher deflator or inflation rate than had been anticipated. This is not exactly a terrible growth figure, but it might shake international investors' assumptions that the Bank of Japan is too late in tightening interest rates. There has long been a tendency for international investors to view the Bank of Japan through their own domestic experiences, and that rather ignores the fact that the Japanese economy's recent history has been rather different from that of other developed economies. China has some retail sales data due out for the month of July, and there is an expectation of another mediocre print. The economic data from China's domestic economy has been repeatedly uninspiring. However, what has attracted some market attention is that the data has been quietly delayed from a local time morning release to an afternoon release, without any official explanation. Markets should not perhaps read too much into this. It might simply be to do with the calendar of party ceremonial events. However, the current global environment has created quite a lot of suspicion about any government suddenly changing routine, and there has been quite a lot of market chatter around the issue. US President Trump downgraded joint military operations with South Korea, hinting, rather directly, that this was related to South Korea's stance over Iran. While the news has made headlines, the reality is that the US is being viewed as a less dependable military partner. European countries have pivoted away from US defence procurement spending, and the recent UK Project Breakstop missile programme explicitly specified that US components were not to be used in the manufacturing process. While the US action on Korea is therefore not specifically market moving, the trend might be considered relevant for future defence procurement. And that could be especially important as the Gulf economies start to recycle their petrodollars into rebuilding their defence capabilities. The remainder of the data calendar today is rather uninteresting. There's a business sentiment poll in the States, which will no doubt be driven by the balance of whichever cable television news the survey respondents favour. As ever, the main impact of business and consumer sentiment polls is not what they are signalling about the economy. Their information content could charitably be described as weak, but instead whether they provoke a policy response from politicians brought up to revere polling data. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.